Right here in this world, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top. Respected by all and worthy of offerings, the melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around. Is this not the Lord and accomplished Master Maitripa? There is one who served at his lotus feet with respect and drank in full draughts the quintessential elixir, the Mahamudra, the crowning point of view. This put him in touch with reality plain and simple. He perfectly brought all excellent qualities forth and was not defiled by any fault at all. A Sugata emanation in human form, that greatest of beings, Lord Marpa, taught like this. However appearances might appear outside, not realized are delusory projections. Clinging to objects, that is what ties you down. For those who know their illusory appearance, for them what appear to be objects are mind's resource. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as appearance. And being unborn, Dhammakaya is utterly pure. He taught of its sacredness in the unborn Dhammakaya. The workings of rational consciousness inside, not realized, are ignorance itself. This is the root of all karma and all affliction, if realized is self-awareness wisdom. Here is where positive qualities spring full-blown. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. This skanda form compulsively taken on, not realizes four elements making a body. Sickness and suffering, this is what comes of that. If realized, it's a deity union body. To replace the common assumption you entertain. This skanda form compulsively taken on, not realized is four elements making a body. Sickness and suffering, this is what comes of that. If realized, it's a deity union body. To replace the common assumption you entertain, in the end, in fact, there is no such thing as body. It's as rarefied as a cloud-free sky, he taught. As pure as a cloud-free sky is what he taught. Apparition of male and female demons and ghouls, for as long as your guise has not been seen through our Mara. Obstacle makers who nothing but trouble spell, if the guise is seen through, obstructors are Dharmapalas. A hotbed of seedies of such a variety, in the end, in fact, there are neither gods nor goblins. Let concepts go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. In the ultimate jhana, to put it in general terms, through the anuttara yoga of secret mantra, when a dhatu condensation with nadi aligns, the forms of spirits are seen outside, he taught. Not knowing these self-expressions are not what they seem, but thinking they're true will get you precisely nowhere. There was a time confusion made my head spin. Knowing no better, I built a nest of delusion. Taking gods that help and spirits that harm as true. But now through the jetsun seed as guidance so kind, I see stopping samsara and winning nirvana won't do. I've caught on that whatever appears is Mahamudra. Through realizing delusion to have no ground, the water moon of awareness shines unblurred. The sun of luminosity, free of clouds, lights up the darkness of ignorance out to its brink. My spinning head of confusion spins no more. A glimmer of basic being glows within. How precious now the idea of seeing a ghost. It reveals the unborn source. How strange and amazing.